Patrick Mahomes lives like a really, really cool life. He was at the game yesterday. I'm sure you saw him. Was sitting right behind home plate. He and his wife, looked like his friends were there. Looked like they were all having great times down there. Looked like it was a lot of fun. I want you guys just to think about this. You know how good at something you have to be for Reggie Jackson to come down to where you are? I'm assuming a lot of people go out of their way to go meet Reggie Jackson. I mean, he's one of the most famous living baseball players. He's Mr. October. There might not be a cooler baseball nickname than Mr. October. Think about that. They've been playing the World Series for over 100 years now. There's one person that has the nickname of Mr. October. That's you. Everybody likes Reggie Jackson. Who doesn't like Reggie Jackson? Reggie Jackson was in a suite. It looked like the suite was a lot of fun. The owner of the Royals was in the suite. George Brett was in there. I'm assuming George is a lot of fun to hang out with. He seems like a really, really fun person to hang out with. Reggie Jackson leaves the suite area, which is like 300-something, right? That second little club level. He then goes down all the way. He didn't go to like the regular seats. He went down to the Crown Club seats. You got to take a little bit of escalator. You got to take a little bit of a walk. He then goes out there to meet Patrick Mahomes, and I'm assuming he asked Pat to take the picture. You don't walk all the way down there, and then Pat's like, hey, can we take a picture? No, I went down there because I want to take a picture with you. You know how good you got to be to do that? You know how amazing at something you got to be for Reggie Jackson? How old do you think Reggie Jackson is? 60? He took a little bit of a hike to get over there to go meet Patrick Mahomes. He took a little bit of a journey to go over there to go meet Patrick Mahomes. He walked all the way down there, had his little ice cream cup in his hand just to go meet the best quarterback in the National Football League. That's juice. That's real celebrity. That's real superstar cachet. We talk about a lot, oh, this guy's a superstar. Reggie Jackson ain't going out of his way to go meet that person. In fact, Reggie Jackson does not know who that person is. He went down there to go take a picture with Pat and then posted it on social media like a fan. That's what being a superstar is. Rob, that's going to be the new level that we're going to start having. Do you think that Reggie Jackson would take a picture with this person? Because if the answer is no, then you're not a superstar. That's what being a superstar is. He goes out of his way for you and him to take a picture together.
I mean, the idea that Reggie Jackson was in the suite with, I assume, a lot of people who are fawning over Reggie Jackson. He looks up at, was it called, Crown Vision, and sees Patrick Mahomes there. Because, by the way, Crown Vision showed Patrick Mahomes early. They weren't going to let you, you know, go get a hot dog or anything before they told you, hey, Patrick's here. It was early in the game. Reggie saw that, took his little ice cream cone, and headed down to go see Patrick Mahomes. That is an impressive level of fame for Patrick Mahomes. And there's photos all over the internet of it. It's got to be cool for both people because we know this about Patrick. We talk to Patrick once a week in the fall.
Patrick loves baseball.
His dad played baseball. Don't get me wrong, Patrick loves playing football, but I think if you ask 12-year-old Pat, he wanted to play baseball. So to hang out with Reggie Jackson was probably just as cool for him as it was Reggie to meet Patrick.
Reggie Jackson actually did an interview about meeting Patrick Mahomes. Here's what he said.
You know, I was in the stadium last night, and I'd asked John Sherman, I said, where's Patrick sit? He said, well, he's down there sitting next to George. Well, George, I was with George for about 6 or 7 innings, and he left me. But he was down there, and I said, I want to go down and see him, say hello. You know, the great player, great person, great leader. And I like what he represents. He represents unity, you know, not important what community he's from, black or white. And he's both. And it's just... I'm just very proud of how he goes about his stature and how he has a wonderful image and what he does for community here. And so he's worthy of a handshake and worthy of a pat on the back saying thanks a lot for what you do.
I'm being serious. I don't know if you can get a higher honor than Reggie Jackson saying that about you. I was just looking through Reggie Jackson's, like, his baseball reference page and what he's acquired or accomplished in his life. He's made the All-Star game 15 times. He was part of 5 World Series team. He won the American League MVP. He led the American League in home runs 4 times. He's one of the greatest living baseball players. He is a fan of Patrick Mahomes and went out of his way. This wasn't like he was in the next suite over. He went from the 300 level down to the club level to take a picture with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. That's what being a superstar is.